Come on, talk to me. Do what?
Turn you around.
Turn you around. Turn you around. Don't you let nobody keep on what? Working for the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Giving all honor and praise to God this afternoon. Giving honor to our pastor, assistant pastor. Giving honor to the elders, ministers, deacons. Giving honor to my wife. Giving honor to the saints of God and visitors. I say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here we are, the third Sunday of the new year. Time is winding up. It's got somewhere to go. It's got a destination to reach. It's running out. It's winding down. Time. Do you realize that there's going to come a time when there will be no more time? It's deep. You got to put your boots on for that one. It's deep. There's going to come a time when there'll be no more time. Time had a beginning. And time will have an ending. Amen? Now, eternity always was and always will be. Just like God. God always was. Can't comprehend it. It's not meant for you and I to comprehend. God always was. And God always will be. We can't comprehend that because we're limited with our thinking. But God is eternal. God always was and always will be. I'm excited. I'm excited not because of a new building. I'm excited about that. But I'm excited about walking with Jesus. If you can't get excited about walking with Jesus, a new building is not going to do nothing. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me, somebody. If you can't get excited about serving Jesus, I don't care what you get new. New building, new clothes, new shoes, new car, new husband, new wife. Huh? If you can't get excited about serving the Lord Jesus Christ, anything else new isn't going to matter. The pencil speaks for itself. Life without Jesus is like this pencil. This pencil has two erasers on both ends. Life, and it says that the inscription on the pencil is, life without Jesus is like this pencil. No point to it. If we don't have Jesus, we don't have nothing. I think about the movie Pilgrim's Progress on Friday night. What a powerful movie. And I'm going to show you how the Holy Ghost is, because I've had this burden on my heart for a long time. And Friday night's movie had to do a lot with the message that I'm going to bring forth. I had no idea Ella Kent was going to show that movie. The movie was powerful, amen? Pilgrim. He was on a journey, wasn't he? And God called him out, just like Abraham, remember? Called him out from his kindred, his relations. God called him out, and he had a journey. Pilgrim also had a book with him, didn't he? What was that book? Come on, what was that book? The Bible, the Word of God. Do you remember in the movie how Satan reacted toward the Word? Word of God is powerful. Now you can have your iPads and your little clipboards or whatever, your electronical devices. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Nothing's going to replace the written word on paper. I don't need no batteries for this. All I need is open eyes and an open heart and approaching it by faith. Amen? Some of y'all might not agree with that, but praise the Lord. Paper was here first, and paper's going to always be here. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm excited because God, I don't know if you've been listening, but God has been talking to us. All these different messages. It's time to let go. Choose life. What would a man or a woman give in exchange for their soul? Don't be paralyzed by fear. Holiness unto the Lord. All these different messages God has been speaking to us. Hallelujah. What about last Sunday afternoon? She preached a mighty message. One of the things she said in her message that I caught a hold of, she said, don't tell God about your problems. She said, tell your problems about your God. Oh, I caught a hold of that thing. She said, don't tell God about your problems. Now, God already knows about situations and circumstances. Because when situations and circumstances come our way that seem to be negative, they're not coming our way to overthrow us. They're coming our way to make us stronger. If God has all power, amen, and he does, hallelujah, troubles and trials and tribulations and persecutions and temptations are nothing more than stepping stones, not stumbling blocks. Can I get a witness? Amen. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If he has all power and he's given us the Holy Ghost to tread on serpents and to tread on scorpions, and we have more power than the enemy. And we have more power than the weaknesses of the flesh. All he wants us to do is yield. Because when we yield to him, we walk in victory. But I've had a burden on my heart for a long time. And the burden is, and it ties in with the subject of this message, the people of God are falling away. The people of God are allowing the weaknesses of the flesh and the pull, the satanic pull of the world, to get their eyes and minds off of Christ. And brothers and sisters, we're coming down the stretch. We're coming down the stretch of the spiritual race. We're in a spiritual race, amen? We're in a spiritual war, amen? And if it ever was a time to be faithful to God, that time is now. If it ever was a time to pray, if it ever was a time to fast, if it ever was a time to press your way out to the house of God, Bible studies, church services. I want you to understand, I don't feel right if I'm not in church. And I hope and pray that everybody has that conviction. If you're not here, what are you doing? I'm going to say it again. If you're not here when we have service, what are you doing? And if you're not here, are you doing anything to edify yourself at home? Or are you at home watching some foolishness on television? Come on now. I'm talking to myself first of all. Did you apply it to yourself? It's no time to play games. Folks are falling away. Don't have no interest in serving God. And God has been better to us than anybody. Hallelujah. This walk of God is boring. No, it's not. You may be boring, but walking with Jesus is not boring. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Y'all better talk to me. This walk of God is exciting. It is alive. St. John 10 and 10, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. And that you might have what? You don't start living till you surrender your life to Jesus. The world is a liar. Satan is a liar. You saw the movie on Friday night. Did you see what they did with the word of God? How they tossed it around and played with it? I think Brother Faithful became a martyr, didn't he? He got burned at the stake. But the thing is, this walk of God is exciting. I didn't come alive till I surrendered my life to Jesus. I'm going to try to get into this, but I'm trying to be led by the Spirit. All this ties in together. I'm excited because I see the coming. I hear the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't afford to miss prayer meetings. You can't afford to be stuck in front of television watching a lot of foolishness. We've got to learn to discipline ourselves, turn that television off sometime, Turn on some gospel music and pray. Turn on some gospel music and read and study the word of God. Amen? Oh, you might not want to hear, but the Holy Ghost, like Ella Hopper says, speak, Holy Ghost. And I remember how Ella Hopper said on one of our anniversaries, he said, saints don't like to pray.
Help Jesus.
Come on. Saints don't like to pray. But if you don't pray, you won't have a mind to stay. If you don't fast, you won't have a mind to last. And if you can't take it, take the word of God and hide it in your heart, you won't make it. And I want you to know, you can't go to heaven on somebody's coattail. You got to be, I've got to be saved for myself. Think about it. We all have to stand before Jesus individually, right? And for the church, when we stand before him, it's going to be a judgment of rewards. The bride of Christ, we're all going to stand before him individually. And you and I are going to wish we had done more. We're going to wish we had done more. We're going to wish we had done more. Because one of the most exciting things a child of God can do is win a soul to Christ. Pull a soul out of the fire. You and I have been pulled out of the fire. Our souls was on its way to hell before somebody came to us and talked to us about King Jesus. I was a runner, spiritual fugitive. Before we got saved, that's what we were. We were spiritual fugitives. You remember the movie The Fugitive? He was running from the law. Everybody who's outside of Christ is a spiritual fugitive running from Jesus. And I got news for you. Like Ella Camp preached that message, you can run, but you can't hide. Do an Adam and Eve if you want. The Lord knew where they were, knew what they had done, and came right where they were. Woo! And when he comes down the road of your life, I'm just being led by the Spirit right now. When he comes down the road of your life, just like in the Gospels, you got to do something. Everybody who he came in contact with, he had an effect on their lives. When Jesus comes down the road in your life, you got to do something. Either you're for him, there's no middle ground. Either you're for him. Now listen to this. This is deep. If I don't want to have anything to do with him in this life, stay with me now. If I don't want to be bothered with him in this life, if I don't want to surrender my life to him in this life, well, when I get over in eternity, what's going to happen? Now, in this life, I didn't want to have anything to do with him. In this life, I could care less about him. In this life, I didn't want to have anything to do with the word of God. In this life, I rejected him. So when my soul gets over in eternity, what's going to happen? What in the world you want to go to heaven for? We're going to be praising. But what do you want to go to heaven for? We're going to be worshiping him. Well, you want to go where the other folks are going and rejecting him. And we're talking about all eternity. Amen. My mind this afternoon excuse me while I get a little oddball. Walking with the Lord Jesus Christ is the best thing. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Matthew 13 chapter, please. I'd like for you all to stand for the reading of the word of God. Try not to hold you long. Hallelujah. I can't get that movie off my mind. Pilgrim's Progress. Woo, hallelujah. We're going to read this down to the 18th We're going to read this down to the 8th verse and then pick it up in the 18th verse. We can read this together. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Let us read. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And a great what? Were gathered together unto, hold it right there. And a great what?
Multitude
were what? Gathered together unto him. Stop right there for a second. Today, the multitudes are still following him. Come on now. Today, the multitudes are mega churches, middle, small churches, mega churches. The multitudes are still following. But watch this. In the midst of the multitude, everybody's not following him for salvation. A lot of people in the multitude are following him to get what they can get from him. Fishing the loaves. I call them fish fry dinners. In the midst of the multitude, some people are following him for the material blessings. And if you notice, the closer you get to Jesus, the more self is revealed. So some people choose to follow him from a distance. Because the closer you get to Jesus, the more of yourself he'll let you see. And that means you got to die out of yourself. But the multitudes gather together to follow him. A lot of them followed him just for healing and the material blessings. But in the midst of the multitude, everybody didn't follow him for salvation. Let us continue to read. So that he went into the ship and sat, and the whole, here we go, multitude stood on the shore. He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell in stony places,
where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up,
because they had no deepness of earth.
And when the sun came, they were scorched.
And because they had no root, they withered away.
And some fell
among thorns,
and the thorns sprung up and choked them.
And others fell on good ground, and brought forth fruit,
some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold.
Now go back up. Go back up. Go back up one. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns choked them. Come on down. And the others fell onto good ground. Now let's pick this up in verse 18. Pick this up in verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and casteth away that which was sown in his heart. This is receive the seed by the wayside. Receive the seed into stony places. The same is he that heareth the word, and in joy receive it. Yet hath not root in himself, but endureth for a while. And when tribulations and persecutions arise because of the word, by and by he is he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he is overcometh unfruitful. Let us pray. Let us pray. Precious Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, because your word is everything to us. For you have declared that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Lord God, speak to our hearts this afternoon. Have thine own way. Help us to hide the word of God in our heart that we sin not against thee. Help some precious soul to cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Now, Lord God, you take full control. Anoint these lips of clay that you may be glorified. Let us all say in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go back up 22. He also that received seed among thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of what? This world. And the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Hallelujah. I'd like to take for a thought, don't you let nobody turn you around. That's simple. Don't you let nobody, mother, father, sister, or brother, husband, or wife, children, grandchildren, even yourself, don't you let nobody turn you around. Keep on working for the Lord. With that in mind, turn to St. John's Gospel, chapter number 6. Don't you let nobody turn you around. If I was to sing another song, it would be, I shall not
be moved.
I shall not be moved. Just like a what? Just like a tree planted by the what? Rivers of the waters. I shall not be. Where is the tree getting the strength from? The tree's getting the strength from what? The water. Just like a tree planted by the what? Rivers of the water. Water giveth life, amen? And it is symbolic of Jesus, amen? So in the natural, when a tree is planted by the rivers of the water, its roots go deep. It's embedded deep in the ground because it's feeding off of the what?
Water.
I'm not going to get into that, but this is a whole other teaching right here. And God's got the natural and the spiritual fixed, tied in together. Can't get away from it. He created everything. Woo. In the natural, there's a lot of things that relate to the spiritual. And he's blessed me to see it by the help of the Lord. Chapter number 6, St. John's Gospel. Verse 47, that's where we want to start. There's a lot in this, and we're not gonna get into all of it, but I just want to read a few verses. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath what?
Everlasting
life. I am the what?
Bread
of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and die not, not die. I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live for what? And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strive amongst themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat my flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drinking deep. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. All right, now, hold it. That's verse number 57. All right, let's go over to verse number 60. Let's go to verse number 60. Watch this. Many, therefore, of his what?
Disciples.
That means they were believers. A disciple means I'm a believer. Say it with me. A disciple means I'm a believer. So they were walking with Jesus. Amen. They were talking with Jesus. They were living for him. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" Then Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it. He said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you are, they are what?
Spirit.
And they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father." Look at this. Look at this. Chapter 6, verse number 66. You see that number? You see that? Chapter 6, verse 66. Does that remind you of something? Thank you. Chapter 6, verse number 66. You think that's in there by mistake? I don't think so. God's got it in there for a reason. There's no mistakes with God, amen? Now look at these disciples. These were once followers of Christ. From that time, many of his, let's read this together. From that time, many of his disciples went what? Where did they go? And what? And walk no more with him. Don't you let nobody turn you around. From that time on, many of his disciples went back. Where did they go back to? What did they go back to? Who did they go back to? What were they delivered from? They came out of spiritual darkness, came into that marvelous light. And because of what they did not understand and did not take heed by faith, Jesus was not telling them to become cannibals. He was not telling them to literally eat his flesh. He was not telling them to literally drink his blood. Every time we take the Lord's Supper, even when he did it the first time, he said, "Take and eat. This is my body that I give." He said, "Take and drink. This is my blood." Every time you and I take up the Lord's Supper, he said, "Do this in remembrance." The Lord's Supper is not for the unsaved, it is for the saved. The Lord's Supper is not for anybody, it is for the saints of God. And it is for us to remember the great price that our Lord and Savior paid. Amen? Shout out. He did it for you and I. He laid down his life for you and I. Now spiritually we may stumble. Spiritually we may trip. But God is a God of a second chance. God is a God of a third chance. And the Bible said he's married to the backslider. Hallelujah. If you fall, get up. Don't stay down there. because it's nothing but spiritual bondage. The best thing, that ever happened to you and I was when we gave our lives to Jesus. Don't you know your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Don't you know we have an inheritance in Christ? Don't you know we're washed under the blood of the Lamb? Don't you know we belong to Him? Hallelujah! Don't you know we have eternal life promised unto us? Don't you know the devil's mad and jealous because he knows where we're going and he can't go? Don't you let nobody. It's no time to be thrown in the towel. It's no time to be getting weak in the faith. It's no time to be quitting on Jesus. He didn't quit on you and I. He could have changed his mind and went back to glory. But in the 9th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, the Bible says in the 9th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, when he knew it was time to go, the Bible said he set his face towards Jerusalem. In other words, that was his passion. That's what he came here for. And your passion is that thing that means more to you than life itself. Our passion has to be to serve Jesus. Our passion has to be to love him with all our heart, all our soul, all our minds. And the second is under this, love thy neighbor as thyself. Don't you let nobody, even your own flesh, turn you around. When evil thoughts come to your mind, rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Do like Paul said in the 4th chapter of Philippians. Think on things that are honest. Think on things that are just. Think on things that are pure. Think on things that are of good report. Think on all these things. There's no excuse for you and I not to make it. We have all this power of the Holy Ghost. Can't you see what time it is? It's time to draw closer to God. Those that are weak, we got to pray for them. The Bible said those that are weak, we got to lift them up in prayer. The Bible said the strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak. We got to lift them up in prayer. We got to pray for them. And believe me, my heart goes out, because if you can see what time it is and the reward we're going to get, why would you want to give up on Jesus? He didn't give up on us. Every whip that came down on his back, the cat of nine tails, every time it came down on his back and meat flesh came off of him, he was thinking about you and I. When they drove the spikes through his wrist and through his feet, he was thinking about you and I. When they put the crown of thorns on his head, he was thinking about you and I. When they pierced him in the side, he was thinking about you and I. Forthwith came blood and water. He was bringing his bride into himself. When you and I think about quitting, when you and I flirt with going back into the world, we need to think about the suffering of Christ and his passion. What he went through, what he endured, what he had to take, that we could afford to sit here this afternoon. He loves us with an everlasting love. Don't you let nobody. The reason why the devil can't stand us is because of where we're going. You must be mindful. He was once called Lucifer. He was in the very presence of God, the highest order of angel that there was, a beautiful creature. But he got lifted up in pride. And pride is going to take a lot of people to hell this afternoon. And because the backslider is lifted up in pride, they won't surrender. This whole walk of God is all about surrender. That's what it's all about. And flesh don't want to surrender. Flesh wants to fight. Flesh wants to pull in the other direction. And I liken this walk of God to salmon swimming upstream. What a beautiful, powerful illustration in the natural. I told you before, when I first saw it as a young boy, I was about 7 years old living in Virginia. It blew my mind. I said, don't these fish know they're going the wrong way? But God's got the natural to relate to the spiritual. In the spiritual, the fish represents Christians. When Jesus started his public ministry, he went down by the seashore of Galilee. And didn't he call those fishermen and said, come follow me, and I'm going to make you what? Talk to me. This thing is real. So in the spiritual, those salmon represent Christians. And in the natural, you got them big bears out there just snatching them up. But after I watched that and watched documentaries and watched how these salmon swim upstream, even in the even in death, the salmon are beneficial. Because the carcass that gets thrown up on the land, when it deteriorates and breaks, it enriches the land. And all the different birds feed off the carcass of the salmon. So everybody benefits even from the salmon in death. I'm thinking about Stephen when he was dying. And Saul of Tarsus saw how he was dying. And it was the way he was dying. God gave him grace. And Saul of Tarsus saw something he never saw before. And he heard him say, lay not this sin to their charge. And he looked up into the heavens, and Jesus was up there staring. It was the way he was dying that got Saul of Tarsus' attention. So the natural relates to the spiritual. Even in death, these salmon, they benefit everybody around them. Ooh, that's powerful. So in the natural, salmon represents swimming, a Christian swimming upstream. You notice that the current is strong and the current goes downstream. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. It's easy to go with the flow. It's easy to go downstream. The current is strong and it's easy to give into the things of the flesh. But if you're going to be saved, you got to turn this in the other direction and you got to bring flesh in subjection to the will of the Holy Ghost. And notice the fish, the salmon are going up. It's always in our life, it's always going up. The path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more until that perfect day. Don't you let nobody turn you around. We're getting ready to go up to this new church. We're going to find out who's for real or not. We're going to find out who's on God's side or not. But you don't have to wait till we get up there. Start right now. Right now. Right now. God wants laborers right now. He wants workers right now. We used to sing that song, Fields Are Ripe. Harvest waiting. Who will come and work today? God wants someone to work in his vineyard. Whatever is right, I know he will be. Don't you let nobody, as we all stand, don't you let nobody, as the ministers and the praise team comes forward, don't you let nobody turn you around. Keep on working for the Lord. Hallelujah. God loves us. God wants us to be saved. He's coming. He's coming as a thief in the night. He's coming. He's coming for a bride that has made herself ready. He's coming. He's coming for you and I. Every day he allows you and I to see, Brother Malcolm. Because if he had took you home, we would have just been shot at your funeral. You belong to him. We belong to him. You see, death to us is a reward. The Bible said we just fall asleep in Jesus. We take a nap. They're for the saints, the scripture says. We belong to him. So let death come. If he allows you and I to see tomorrow, that's another day he wants us to work in his vineyard. Amen? But if he takes us home, we take a nap in Jesus till we get resurrected and get a glorified body and hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Come and I'll make you ruler over many. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Praise the Lord.